Good morning. Just the facts, ma'am. Time for the Wisconsin crime update. From Oak Creek, Wisconsin. The Oak Creek Patch. An Oak Creek police officer helped a man get out of his car June 3rd. Centennial Park Apartments after an electronic malfunction trapped the guy inside the automobile for hours. According to police reports, a 911 caller reported hearing a car alarm go off and saw two women standing outside the car and the man stuck inside. When police arrived, they learned that an electronic malfunction resulted in the man getting locked inside the car for several hours, and his wife had been trying to get him out. The officer managed to unlock the vehicle and get the man out safely.
You wouldn't call someone earlier?
Right, several hours?
Several hours. Seems like there's more to the story, like we're missing something there.
Like he had to stay in there for a while to let his blood alcohol content drop?
Yeah.
I'm not saying
that.
You can't make that assumption. Maybe he was being punished. You know, maybe he was in a timeout.
Maybe he didn't want to come out.
Maybe his wife put him in a timeout. I don't know. But that seems like an awful long time before you call to get some help.
Or maybe they called to get some help, but it took that long.
Maybe.
Not an emergency situation, really.
Waukesha, Wisconsin. A family that was celebrating their child's first communion had the police called on them.
What?
A neighbor called up and said, that party is getting way too loud.
Look out.
Oh, no. First communion?
Celebrating Jesus.
According to the police, officers responded to the home just after 8 p.m. on a noise complaint. Officers determined the noise was not excessive and told the family to be mindful of noise levels as it gets later in the evening. Somebody probably just upset that they weren't invited to it.
Sure. Right?
Germantown. Police received a report that a deer jumped through the window of a residence in Colonial Drive and was, quote, walking around inside the home at 6 o'clock in the morning. The deer crashed through a back window and ran away before police arrived.
Wow. That's weird.
Now, were the police going to arrest the deer? Had he still been in?
They were just going to wrestle him.
Okay.
I was driving through Thienesville the other day, and I saw a guy running, you know, just out for a jog, and across, coming across the street, the cross street of where I was driving, and then 2 seconds later, following him, deer.
No way.
It was almost like the deer was like running with him.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he was pacing the deer.
Maybe.
But you know what they say? You see one, slow down.
Yeah,
look, because there's always going to be, you know, another one.
I can't believe the amount of deer dead on the side of the road that I've been seeing. I went down to Illinois over the weekend, there and back and there and back, and there must have been at least 10.
Well,
we're taking over their land. It's kind of sad.
I was going to say, they're running out of places to go.
I see them in neighborhoods.
I was just going to say,
all the time.
I live in the city of Milwaukee. There's no woods really around me. Like, and there was a deer on my street early Saturday morning.
Uh-huh.
Just standing in the middle of the street, completely lost.
We have a pond behind us, and we have so many geese in our backyard.
I swear to God, their crap is bigger than my dog's. Filthy
crap.
Animals.
All right, police went to a residence. This is also in Germantown. After a man reported his neighbor was blowing a horn to agitate his dogs, 2:35 in the afternoon.
What?
Police spoke to the neighbor who said he was blowing the air horn
because
the dogs were barking. So this was the way he was getting back at the dogs, next door neighbor dogs barking.
Oh, the neighbor's dogs were barking.
An air horn. The neighbor was warned about blowing the air horn, and the caller was warned about his barking dogs.
Well, we know it wasn't Gino.
No, because he's in London. So. A suspicious vehicle at the Red Roof Inn in Oak Creek resulted in the apprehension of a woman who had been observed offering her sexual services on Backpage.com. In the early morning hours of May 30th, Oak Creek police observed a suspicious vehicle circling the Red Roof Inn parking lot. The vehicle then left the lot and headed for the interstate. Oak Creek police conducted a traffic stop on I-94 after the officer observed the vehicle making lane deviations and speeding. According to reports, an investigation conducted determined the passenger of the vehicle had been prostituting herself at the Red Roof Inn, and in this instance was soliciting an exchange for gas money. A further search of the vehicle revealed some crack pipes, some drug paraphernalia, and open bottle of vodka as well.
There you go.
Classing up the joint.
Take her home to mom.
Waukesha, a man told police he saw what he believed to be three UFOs flying overhead. 10 p.m., May 28th. According to a police report, he described them as, quote, red balls of light speeding toward the moon. And he told officers he was concerned for airport traffic safety. Police reassured him, said everything's going to be okay.
Most of us see UFOs all the time.
We do?
Haven't you ever been driving around and said, what is that?
Yeah.
See?
Unidentified
flying object. Doesn't mean they're aliens. What do you think that is?
Yeah.
An experimental plane from the Air Force or something?
Yeah, could be. Who knows?
Next one, an anonymous caller. Waukesha called 911 and told police, quote, a man in a very small thong is suntanning himself. 10 o'clock in the morning. A police report said officers had talked to the man numerous times about this habit of his. He was gone by the time the officers arrived. Is there a big thong? That sounds redundant to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
like a very large
is
thong.
Is that a crime, though?
It depends on what you look like. You know
does
what I mean?
It? Yeah.
Certainly tasteless.
Yes.
Mm. And finally, and I want you to listen very carefully to the theme music here. A woman told police in Waukesha she was afraid her neighbor might injure her or her children after her neighbor, quote, whistled a threatening tune from a Clint Eastwood movie. That happened at 3 p.m. June 1st.
Wow.
Officers determined the report was linked to a Memorial Day dispute and advised the woman to call only about police matters. A threatening tune from a Clint Eastwood movie.
Is
whistling.
This the good, the good, the bad, the ugly,
yes.
Right?
Yes, is that it?
She was whistling this song.
Has to be.
She wanted to get in to this.
What update.
Maybe.
What else? I mean, are you whistling every which way but loose?
I don't think so.
I mean, orangutans are strong, but I mean, I don't think it's that threatening.
So this theme music is actually now causing people to be afraid.
Is it a microaggression?
Maybe.
Maybe a macroaggression. That's your crime update.
Man, oh man.